Lord may be pleased to help me. I seek to draw your attention to the first chapter of Nahum and reading verse 7. Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. What a full verse this is of love and instruction of the Lord. And oh, may God in his mercy lead us into this verse tonight, that we too might be able to say amen. So let it be. And then thus to testify that the Lord is good, and a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knoweth them that trust in him. Why, to trust in the Lord is a blessed and wonderful thing. We cannot trust in the Lord but by his grace, because trusting involves faith. And this we are certain, that our faith is given to us by the grace of God, to believe in God. So Nahum records it here, the Lord is good. And how good the Lord is unto his people. Yea, that in their times of trouble, he is still good to them, that they can brought indeed to trust in him. Often there are many lets and hindrances to trusting in people. We might say they cannot be trusted, or they have let them down in times past. They cannot trust in them because they haven't got the resources necessary to help you and to support you. But with the Lord, there's nothing in short. Everything is perfectly provided. Why, the world is his. The contents of the world are his. Yea, heaven is his. And do you know what? Why, poor wretched sinners' souls are his, because he has redeemed them by his own blood. He paid that price for them, which nobody else could pay the price for. And that soul that knows himself undone, lost and ruined in the fall, why, they're brought to trust in him. Yea, and his great salvation. They're brought to trust in him in their approaches unto him. My friend, he sees the poor sinner coming, and he knows indeed what they're coming for. He knows their name, and he knows their nature too. So when we come before him, we do not take him by surprise. When he answers us, he doesn't answer us in such a way whereby he has to change his mind afterwards. Oh no. There's no second thoughts with the Almighty. The Lord is good. And therefore, what is our approaches to him and his answers to us, they are perfect. No wonder one said of old, As for God, his way is perfect, and that's what he is good. We look at this verse here tonight from this one point of view, and that is, why is the Lord good? That is because there's no sin in him whatsoever. There's no need of any revision on his part, but we can trust in him, yea, that his promises he makes to us are for ever and ever. We may change, but he never changes. But be sure of this, if we change, you have still a changing hand to come, because the Lord will heal the backsliding sinner and cause him to approach unto him. For surely it is sin that brings us into trouble. Why, the Lord is good. And that is comforting to us, that we may approach unto him with all our sin and with all our shame. When conviction comes upon us, you have brought all these troubles upon yourself. Though we may vow and declare, it was not our fault. But the Lord is good in dealing with us, our pride. He's good in dealing with us, indeed, in our idolatry. In that he does not cut us off, though he may cut off our idol from us. How compassionate he is. He never will have a competitor in his relationship with his people. Never. Friend, the Lord is good. And though so unreliable we may have proved to be, he carries on his work in love, yea, to clear us from our idols, yea, and to worship only him. Friends, what a mercy it is. And therefore, Nahum can surely say, he is a stronghold in the day of trouble. A stronghold. How good it is that he is a stronghold. And what do we know about the meaning of a stronghold? A safe place to be. It's as simple as that, a safe place to be. We talk about strongholds in this life where precious things are preserved and kept away from the theft, away from the moth, and away from the thief that oftenly comes, that cannot be overcome by fire or by water. No, that's what we have a stronghold for, that when the fire is over, when the floods have passed, that it has the key to open the stronghold and to find that these precious things are all intact. But friends, what is that to be compared with the Lord Jesus Christ? He is the keeper of his saints. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble. Not for the things we have, but friends, for what we are. Does he not put his people under his care and under his protection? That which he seemeth to take away may often prove to be before our God. The Lord is a stronghold in the day of trouble, that he brings the poor sinner to his desired haven. He brings them there, and they are without spot or blemish, because no sin indeed can come where the Lord does work by his free and sovereign grace. The Lord is good. Yea, he puts them there under the shelter and his protection. How often it would seem that Satan would love to come and point out all our sinful imperfections. And I say we've got nothing to protect ourselves. And I say it is a day of trouble. But what does he tell the Lord's people? They might as well give up their God because they're lost and there's no hope for them whatsoever. What a stronghold he is in the day of trouble. He holds the poor sinner up where the enemy would cast them down. He puts the poor sinner out of Satan's reach that they might be brought to believe in him alone, yea, as their stronghold. But often it must be said and can be said, the Lord is good. He pardons and he forgives all my sin. He's washed me and cleansed me without price. Yea, he cleansed his gift to us salvation. Yea, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ forever and ever. The Lord is good. When we look at our sins and the troubles that our sins do bring us in, we may certainly wish we had never done those things. But my friends, the seed is sown, the deed is done. And it is down to us, I say, the liability of it. We cannot blame anyone else. We certainly can't blame the Almighty. But I say, who can make rough places plain and crooked bars straight? Friends, the Lord is good. He listens to the cry of the poor sinner in the time of his trouble. It is he that speaks peace, pardon and forgiveness, yea, of all our sins. The Lord is good, my friends. He brings the repenting sinner unto him. And that is good. Where as before, we have chosen the way that is not right and acceptable in God's sight, the way of ruin that leads down like easy stairs. Oh yes, and how it proved indeed for our undoing, as sorrow, yea, does he not punish us? Yea, he does indeed, but the Lord is still good, that he lays his rod upon us, yet indeed. No chastening for the present seems to be joyous but grievous. Oh, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. How good he is to the repentant soul. Yes, what a need there is for repentance. And what is repentance? Why, it is a change of heart. A change of outlook, a change of desires. As I often have put it at home, it's a change of direction. I say, though we may reluctant be for any change of direction, but determined to pursue the things that have brought us down, reluctant indeed to give them up. My friend, well, you might well say, but well, what can you do with them? My friend, the Lord is good. He is a stronghold in the day of trouble. He puts us in that stronghold where he alone can come. where he alone can teach and he alone can instruct us. And I say, in looking back, in retrospect, we have to say, I would not now had any different. He has taught me the way of eternal life in such a way as I could not learn and understand in any other way in dealing with me. How good the Lord is, that he understands us through and through. That is a wonderful thing to me, that he understands the poor sinner's cry. Often we might say to a child, well, stop crying and tell me what the trouble is, because I can't understand what you're saying when you're crying so. But my friend, the Lord can. He knows why you're crying. He can indeed. Oh, I say, he heareth the cry, does he know not, of the poor and of the needy. He heareth their cries and their desires when they are a long, long way off. When by his grace he turns their heart and renews their will and turns their feet to the Zion's hill. Oh, how good the Lord is. Do you know what it is to be caught up in some mould of false professors and so to be influenced by them and their ways? May have shown great enthusiasm to it, whereby we could say, I can go along with them, and oh, but thus be wrapped up in something which is erroneous and contrary to his mind and will. My friend, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the time of trouble. But there we are, trusting in ourselves, trusting in what man can do, trusting indeed what we have revised of the Word of God, my friend, and we live to prove it or never do. So he shuts us up in his stronghold to teach us and to lead us, that he alone can show to us what is good. I say, what a merciful and pardoning God we have, that he puts his people in that stronghold, and whereby Satan can no more have the victory over them, whereby they're enabled to resist the devil and he will flee from them. The Lord is good. Only in his stronghold can we resist the devil. Some might think resisting the devil is quite an easy matter, but how often we have proved it to be to the contrary. It causes us to cry out before him, and thus we may feel to be in Satan's prison and shut up on every side, destitute and poor and needy, fearing it can only be a matter of time when we shall be cast out of his sight forever. The Lord is good, my friend. It is he that sets the poor sinner at liberty, and Satan cannot say anything about it. When Jesus says, loose him and let him go, there can be no opposition to his word, not even Satan. Oh, I say, how good the Lord is. What should he want such a vile sinner as me for? To loose him and let him go. It can only be that we might be a trophy of his grace and of his mercy. That I say, all the honour and glory might be to his great and holy name, that this is once a sinner, that died in sin and iniquity, who has been freed and released by the precious atoning blood of Jesus Christ. I say, what he needs a stronghold for. Friend, what do you need a stronghold for? I wonder, it is the same for you, it is for me. I tell you what it is for me, that he might keep me and preserve me from backsliding again, from doing the same things over and over again. A stronghold. He's a stronghold in his teaching with us, friends. It's not always with strokes of punishment as such. It may be with the stroke of love upon us, which crushes us, humbles us under his almighty hand. When we have to come before him, sorrowful and weeping, that we have been such wretched, unreliable sinners, why, the Lord is God, a stronghold in the day of trouble. Has the Lord given to you some sweet promise, some sweet hope concerning yourself or concerning your family and so on? Oh, that we might, like Abraham, might have said, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. Friends, Ishmael to never, never be an Isaac, can't he? The Lord is good. But Isaac not born. The very thought of one being born is beyond reality. But my friends, the time came at the old age of Abraham being 99 years old and 100 years old when he was born. And I believe that Sarah, she was 90 years old. It will make people laugh, would it not? But friends, we shouldn't laugh at God's work. He said, I will work, and who shall let it? My friend, the Lord is good. His promise, his covenant will stand. And now, do we not look and remember how at the age of, I think, 16, God told him to take the lad and offer him up as a sacrifice upon Mount Moriah. Oh, the Lord is good. Oh, the child, he brought the question to him. And we often may have the question brought to us. Well, we've got part of what we need for a sacrifice, but the most vital thing is missing. Is missing. Oh, I say, something missing. Friend, not, there will never be anything missing when God calls us to make a sacrifice. God will himself provide a lamb. And I say, what teaching there is in that, and how we would bless him for the same. Oh, that nothing is missing. All was found in Jesus Christ on Calvary. What was needed for the sacrifice? It must be a beast without spot and without blemish. It must be indeed nothing, no one else than the Lord Jesus Christ. No other soul was born into this world. Yes, that without spot or without blemish. And that very apostle, that very one, had to die and suffer for sin, but not his own. Oh, can we say, oh, but for mine also? I say, and can we not say the Lord is good, that he should suffer in the sinner's place and stead. Why have thy sins brought thee into trouble, to wrestle and to groan before God? Oh, dost thou pray to him, Lord, shut me up in thy pavilion, shut me up in thy stronghold, that I may be kept from the strife and power of tongues? Has a great effect upon us, doesn't it? The power of tongues. How we find that our younger friends today, they have much to endure. Don't you have this? Don't you do that? Don't you know the value of these things and the advantages you will have if you do these things? Friends, the Lord is a stronghold in the time of trouble. Yea, he has more to give and can yield more than all the modern instruments of man, which may not only yield profit, but they also yield condemnation and sin and iniquity. Oh, I say, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. Oh, do you cry with Solomon? Turn off mine eyes from beholding vanity. Oh, what is vanity? Things that are not real. Things indeed that are unprofitable. Things that promise much but do not give anything and will take away more than they give. I say, the Lord is good. He takes away those things and the desire of those things, that we may not be robbed of our better joys. In other words, they may not come between us and Jesus Christ, who he brought to know and to love. Yes, to know my Jesus crucified by far excels all else beside. Is that really so with you? Ah, the Lord is good. Does he not teach us this? That we need him more and more. It's not a one-off thing, but rather it is a continual thing. Many things we can live without, but this one thing we cannot live without. And that's what dear Mary knew and felt when she sat at the feet of Jesus. Her sister didn't seem to understand what was involved in Mary's heart, but judged and assessed her as being somebody that was idle and lazy. Oh, I say, see the way Jesus teaches Martha. I believe she was a good soul. Yes, she was. But my friends, even people who are good, are apt to make mistakes. God forbid that we should judge and assess them. The Lord is a stronghold in the day of trouble. Martha, Martha. Thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. One thing. Not two, one thing. How many things have you got on your mind and with you now? It is needful, I must see to that, I must do that. And so they have priority over the one thing that is needful. But we don't know how soon we shall be taken from the scene of life. Yes, and therefore, oh, not to have that one thing that is needful must bring about a sullen destination. But I say, to be found in that stronghold in Jesus Christ, how blessed and great is that person. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, to lead and to teach and to profit us. Oh, does he not speak unto one of the churches in Asia? He said, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. You think of it. Oh, be strong, faithful unto death. We need to have him as our stronghold. Faithful unto death. Keeping us in the right direction, involved in the right thing. Yea, teaching us how to pray, and pray aright. Not to pray as before men, and to please the tinkling ears, no. But God, to be faithful unto death. That is indeed exalting Jesus Christ and him alone. Oh, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. Oh, that one thing is Jesus, that might be our stronghold, to give us a full protection. We often read, don't we, on some insurance policies, especially car insurance, that this policy is comprehensive. You're protected in every way, until you read the small print, where it speaks of the things you would not be protected for. Many things that you would be your liability, and therefore is not comprehensive at all. But friends, with the Lord Jesus Christ, I say, when we are insured by him, we have to say, my life's minutest circumstance is subject to his eye. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. Everything is accounted for. Wonderful indeed. For we have to say, we don't know what's going to go next, what will be wrong. Why, my friend, how true that is. We begin the day with sorrow and grief, but we may well end the day with joy and happiness, because the Lord is good. Or it may be the complete reverse. We begin the day with sorrow. We begin the day with joy. And oh, many things have not come up to our expectation. And more things have been laid as our liability. I say, what is more, that I have got nothing to pay with, because the Lord declares that the punishment of sin is death. Yes, the death of the wicked, friends, is a solemn death, is it not? Fear indeed, oh, to be in lack of him. But no, the truth is this, the Lord is good. We are brought to that one and only one place, and that is to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. The Lord is God. He is the great high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. He will not have to be replaced, but he is forever the same. Yes, oh, sweet truth is, isn't it? Jesus Christ, the same. I like that, the same, yesterday, and today, and forever. My friend, thou dost cheer the soul that sunk so low, as that the sweetness indeed may surround. that lastly turns our eyes to the right, in the right direction. Are your eyes looking in the right direction tonight? Are you looking in the right direction in the time of your trouble, whatever that trouble might be, brought to the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, that hymn, not in our hymn book, is it, but take it to the Lord in prayer. Yes, it speaks again and again, take it to the Lord in prayer. That's a good note to be on, isn't it? It is a note of praise to him who's ever ready to listen and to answer prayer. But the verse goes on, does it not, to say, and he knoweth them that trust in him. And he knoweth them that trust in him. Just briefly, first then, he knows them that trust in him because he's given that grace to trust in him. He will not be offended that. He will not look down upon us in disdain because we trust in him and what we are. But he welcomes that sinner whom he causes by his grace. He knoweth them. What a wonderful thing that is. We might tremble at this point and say, well, what makes me tremble when the Lord knoweth all about me? I believe he knoweth all about the sinner's prayers. When they pour out their soul before him, nothing is kept back. All is revealed and all is told to him. But he already knows it. Thus he waits to hear and answer prayer. Now some souls may be bound like this with regard to the ordinances of his house. They say, I am not good enough, I am not ready for such a thing as this. My friend, if we tarry till we are ready, we will never come at all. But the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He makes us ready by trusting in him. And what can the poor sinner trust in Jesus Christ for? Why, that precious blood he did shed upon Calvary to pardon and put away the sins of his people, that he might redeem them from the bondage that they were once in, to redeem them that they might be his forever and ever. We're told that not one of them shall be lost, not a hoof shall be left behind. My friend, oh, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knoweth them that trust in him. That word of the scripture is often upon my mind. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. We may often forget that truth, that we are dust. He made us from the dust. But in each one, I say, there's a living soul. There is a spirit within him. He knoweth our frame and our disposition. Just a word here. It's not an uncommon thing for people to say when their faults and failures are pointed out to them, well, that is my disposition, and therefore they'll have to put up with it. I can't alter it, I can't change it, and nor can they. Friend, he knoweth our frame when we say that we are haughty and proud and arrogant. And he knows exactly how to change our frame, our disposition, that instead of uplifting ourself, he'll humble us under his almighty hand. Yes, how true that is. And he knoweth them that trust in him. Whereby brought delivered from self, and I say transferred in thought and spirit to trust in Jesus Christ. Oh, where I've failed in the past, this dear Jesus can never fail. How unable I am to plead my cause before God the Father, to gain access to him, that he will liberate me and, oh, save me on account of my excellent speech. Not so, friend. Brought to trust in Jesus Christ and him alone. The Apostle Paul, in writing to the Philippians, expresses his desire that I might be found in him. Friend, what a beautiful expression that is. Be found in him. In him as being our representative, leaving indeed all to him to save us and to deliver us from the judgment of our own sin and transgressions. He knoweth them that trust in him. Oh, who may indeed in the past have sought to hide ourselves from him. But through the grace of God, we're now brought to hide ourselves in him as a sure hiding place, a stronghold and a refuge from the judgment which is to come, to hide ourselves in his love and faithfulness. For he said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen.